Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Yoda. We're starting about the third line with the words Taman Taninon and the Vilnsur's daf. It's on Ches Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So let's have a quick review. In the previous Mishnah, we had Machlokes between our main Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Meir said that erev Pesach, if we have Tahar and Tamei Truma, but they're both Chametz, we could burn them together, no problem. Even though the Tahar is becoming Tamei, Rabbi Yosi argued, saying Einahi Amida, that's not true. Bring a Raya from Machlokes Maseches Trumas, that even though Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue about a case of Safek Truma, in terms of when we have Vadai Tahar and Vadai Tame, they definitely have to be burned separately. So I'm going to be focusing on the case of Maseches Trumas and another one as well that Mishnah brings. And this is actually going to be going for about three daf until the end of the parak. So Gemara tells Taman Taninon over there, Maseches Trumas, we have this Mishnah. Chavishal Truma Shano La Safek Toma. We have a barrel of Truma. A Safek Toma happened to it. We don't know if it's Tame. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Rabbi Lezer says, Im Hais Menaches Makam Torfa, if it's in a wide open place, Yani Chen Makam Matzna, he has to put it in a private hidden place. Im Hais Magula, Yichasena. If it's uncovered, he should cover it. He should do his best to make sure that it doesn't definitely become Tameh. Keep it in its state of Safek. Now, Rabbi Shua says, even if it's in a private, hidden place, put it in a big, open spot. If it was covered in Galena, he could uncover it, meaning he could do something to it that will most probably cause it to becoming Tameh 100%. And Rabbi Gamliel says, don't be Mechadish anything, don't touch it. Leave it exactly where it is. Now, Rabbi Yis Rabbon comments on this, from the three of these Tanaim, we learn that Taluya also Sarfa, if it's Talu, it's Safik Tameh, then it's also to burn it outright. Because even Rabbi Yeshua, who's the most makel over here, he doesn't say that you're allowed to be Metameh it Biyodayim. He doesn't say that you're allowed to actively go and be Metameh it. You can move it from one place to another or uncover it, and over there it will most probably become Tameh, but you can't actively be Metameh it, which means you also are not able to actively burn something which is even Safik Tameh. Now the problem is as follows. The safe in that Mishnah brings another case, which we had brought yesterday, where it seems to be that there's a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua himself. What was that situation? The case was that we had a barrel of Truma wine, which broke in the upper part of the wine press, and it's about to flow down and mix with the Tamei Chulin in the bottom part of the press, and the only kelim the person has to save the Truma wine from falling there are Tamei Kelim. Rabbi Lezer holds, no, only if he has Tahar Kelim is he allowed to save the Truma, but if he doesn't have Tahar Kelim, he is not allowed to touch the Truma, because by him taking the Tamei Kelim that he has, he's going to be Metamei at Biyadayim, and even though it's about to flow down into the lower part of the press and become Tamei anyway, because the Chulin wine down below is Tameh, it doesn't make a difference. He can't be Metameh Biyadayim. However, Rabbi Yeshua allows him to take the Tameh Kelim that he has to grab the Truma wine before it falls down, and that's because even though he is being Metameh Biyadayim, he still is preventing the Chulin from getting ruined. There's no problem drinking Tameh Chulin wine, but now that there's Truma mixed into it, so it's Tameh Truma wine, it's totally usher, even to Kaihanim, therefore Rabbi Yeshua allows preventing the Tahar Truma wine from falling down below, even though that means being Metameh Biyadayim. So it seems to be we have a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. In the ratio of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says that you're not allowed to be metame suffik truma biyadayim. You can't burn it, you can't be metame it. Whereas in the Seifa, it seems to be that he says you are allowed to be metame biyadayim. As now we have an explanation of this. Chavraya says, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, the Chum in the base Medrash said, the name Rabbi Lazar, the Chavis are Yishayna, Kereb Yaisi, Hashnia, Kereb Meir. That really it's not a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, it's just a machlaikas how to understand what Rabbi Yeshua holds. The first one, meaning the ratio of the Mishnah, where we quoted Shitas Rabbi Yeshua regarding suffik truma, that you're not allowed to be metame it or burn it biyadayim, that's why Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah understands Rabbi Yeshua, whereas the Shnia, the Sefer that Mishnah, where Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to be Tamei Biyadayim, that's like Rav Meir of our Mishnah, who allows burning Tamei and Tahar Truma together Erev Pesach. And a further explanation of this, Chavraya Armin, these Chachamim said, that Chavis HaYishayin Kereb Yosi, the ratio of that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, the lesser of Meir Maideba, and Rav Meir doesn't even agree to that. And Chavis HaShnia Kereb Meir, the lesser of Yosi Maideba. The second case of the barrel is Rav Meir, and Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree to that. Now, right now, in the rest of today's Gemara, we're going to be focusing on the first part of this statement, that the Reish is Rabbi Yosi and Rav Meir doesn't agree to that, which means that according to the Chavraya, Rav Meir holds, even when we just have Safek Toma, which is called Taluya, you're allowed to actively be Matami Biyodayim or to burn it, no problem. And so Amar Lanu Rabbi Yosi told them, this is Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida, the Amayra, he told the Chavraya, Chamon Ma Atona Amrin, see what you're saying. Chavis Harishanik Rabbi Yosi, you're claiming the first case of the barrel is like Rabbi Yosi, Brom Krab Meir Sarfin, but according to Rav Meir, it's allowed to be burned, no problem burning Truma Taluya. The problem is that Ukrab Shimon Sarfin, according to Rab Shimon, it's also allowed to be burned. And the reason why that's an issue is because the Yirbu Rab Meir Rab Shimon al Rab Yaisa, that means that now we have a majority. We have Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. They're the majority over Rab Yaisi because according to Yuchavraya, both Rab Meir and Rab Shimon hold that this Taluya is allowed to be burned. Rab Yaisi holds it's not allowed to. And therefore, Vyisraif, the Psak should be that it is allowed to be burned. And that's obviously not the Psak because Rebbe, when he wrote the Mishnayis, wrote the Resha of that Mishnah, what we're calling Chavas Rishon, Taina, the first case of the barrel, that it's not allowed to be burned. And so your understanding of Meir in how he would paskin in the first barrel case is incorrect. Va'idim, furthermore, another question on you, Shaminim and Adol, we learn from the following, Min Mada Anan Chamyon Rabbanin, from that which we see how the Rabbanin act, when Uvda Yud Ombezon Tab Asi Kumehain, a story comes in front of them asking about Safik Truma, Ve'inun Amrin Ezel Tali. And they tell the people, just go be Tali it, you have to leave its fate in balance, it's Safik, it's not Tahar, but it's not Tami either, so you can't burn it. So we see very clearly that the Psak is that when we have Safik Truma, you can't burn it. According to you, Chevraya, if Rav Meir holds that Safik Truma is allowed to be burned, and Rav Shimon, we know for sure, holds that Safik Truma is allowed to be burned, so then the Psak should be that it's allowed to be burned, and Rebbe, when he wrote the Mishnayos, Paskin clearly not like that. Now, just further clarify, Hanish Kachno and Rav Shimon Amar Sarfin, where do we find that Rav Shimon holds that Safik Truma is burned? That's how that Tanina, that which we learned in that Mishnah. Umbaydim Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua. Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua agree, Shasarfin Zula Atzma Vizula Atzma, that this one has to be burned by itself, and that one has to be burned by itself, meaning when we have Tahar and Tameh, both of them agree that those have to be burned separately. Where's the machloikes when we have Tameh and Safek? In that case, Rabbi Yeshua says it's allowed to be burned together, and Rabbi Yochan says the Rabbi Shimon Shanya. Rabbi Shimon was one that taught that, meaning Rabbi Shimon holds in Rabshitas Rabbi Yeshua that Safek Truma is allowed to be burned, no problem. And so that's our source. Rabbi Shimon holds that Safek Truma is allowed to be burned. Now we have another question on Chevraya. In Tamer Lesser Meir Teluya, if you want to hold, the Rav Meir doesn't have an issue burning Truma, which is Tali, which is Safek Tameh, we have another problem. Vatani, we have a brass that says, Truma Tuluya Tahira, we have Safek Tameh Truma, or 100% Tahar Truma, Sarfan I saw Erev Shabbos im Chashecha Divra Meir, Rav Meir holds, it's allowed to be burned, Erev Shabbos, right before it gets dark. This is talking about when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so we can't do Sreifas Chametz itself on Shabbos. There's Machlekes one, we're supposed to destroy Chametz, the Chum hold, we're supposed to destroy it on Shabbos, not by burning, but by crumbling it up and throwing it to the wind. According to Rav Meir, we do Bir Chametz on Erev Shabbos, because we have to burn it, and it's in this case Rav Meir says that if we have Teluya, Safek Tamei Truma, we burn it right before Shabbos. V'chamayim say bizman is done in its proper time, like we just explained on Pesach itself. Now the problem is obvious. If what the Chevraya is saying is true, that according to Rav Meir, Truma Teluya is allowed to be burned, so then why is Rav Meir in this brayse saying that this Truma Teluya has to be burned Erev Shabbos mamash right before it gets dark? Burn it even earlier on in the day, because if it's allowed to be burned the whole year round, so Erev Pesach, when you have to get rid of it because it's Chametz, burn it Erev Shabbos, I don't know, 10:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock, no big deal. Whenever you want to burn it, do so, not literally right before Shabbos starts. Now, Rav Ezra Kumi Rav Manah, Rav Ezra tried answering in front of Rav Manah, the Tifter, we can explain as follows, B'Teluya Shedaita L'Hashel Olel, that's a proper Girsa. We're talking about Truma Teluya that he intends to ask about, which means he's not 100% convinced that it's even a real Safek. He really thinks that there might be a Tzad to say that it's not Tamei, and therefore he intends to ask about it. It's only that type of Truma Teluya, the Rav Meir says, has to be burned literally right before Shabbos starts. However, Amar Lei, Rav Manah responded to him, that can't be, because V'chein Amar Rav Yosi tells us very clearly, Kol Ma Danan Kaimen Hacha B'Teluya, everything that we're talking about over here with Truma Teluya, that's referring to She'ein Da'at L'Hashel Olel, that it's Truma that he has no plans on asking about, because he knows for sure that there's a real Suffolk that it very well might be Tamei. Aval B'Teluya She'ein L'Hashel Olel, Harezu Tahira, Truma Teluya that he plans on asking about because he realizes that there's a real Tzad that it might be Tahar, so Harezu Tahira, we actually could treat it as Truma Tahira, and therefore when this Brisa says Truma Teluya has to be burned right before Shabbos starts, it can't be talking about Truma Teluya that he plans on asking about. And just to further clarity on this, how do we know to make this differentiation between two different types of Truma Teluya? Because Vitani Kane was talking like this in Brisa, Truma Teluya Sha'amru Tahira Hi Temeya Hi, we have to add that in, Truma Teluya that about it a person says, it's Tahar, it's Tamei, meaning we're really not so sure, so Harezu Temeya, it's treated as Truma Temeya. Whereas in Amar, if the person says, Hari Ani Minicha Manas L'Hashel Olel, I'm going to put it to the side to ask about it, because it really might be Tahar. So Harezu Tahira, it could be treated as Tahar. So again, bottom line, we have a question from this Braisa on the way Chevraya understands Shitas Rav Meir. So Mike and Dine, how could we understand this? On Rabbi Yisrael Bon, he explains that Tifter Shanoi La Safik Tumah Imdim Du Mechama. That Braisa could be referring to something different, where the Safik Tumah was nailed on this Truma, literally with Dim Du Mechama, which means literally as the sun was going down, just at the end of Erev Shabbos, right before it becomes Shabbos, that's when the Safik came about on this Truma in the first place, and that's why he has to burn it right then. He couldn't have burned it earlier because the Safik wasn't nailed on it earlier. You can't learn anything from here, meaning this particular Braisa is actually not a question on the Chevraya's understanding of Meir, because again, of this unique situation where the Truma had become Safek only right before Shabbos, and that's why he says, burn it right before Shabbos. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss these Shitas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.